Among renewables, wind produced the most energy last year. That energy generation comes almost entirely from land-based wind turbines. But the offshore wind business is expected to ramp up within the next decade. There are more than 100 offshore wind farms in Europe, but there's only one in the U.S., off the coast of Rhode Island. Ohio regulators just issued a controversial decision on a wind project called Icebreaker in Lake Erie near Cleveland. If built, it would be the first freshwater wind farm in North America. The state says it approved Icebreaker, but the developers say conditions attached to that approval will essentially kill the project. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant joins me now to talk about what happened with Icebreaker and what it means for the development of Great Lakes wind power. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Kara.
What's the scope of this proposed wind farm in Lake Erie?
The Icebreaker proposal would build 6 wind turbines in Lake Erie, about 8 miles from downtown Cleveland. It would produce more than 20 megawatts of energy. That's enough to power about 7,000 homes. It would also create 500 jobs and more than $250 million in local economic development. It's billed as a demonstration project and is named Icebreaker because it would show whether turbines can withstand the force of ice sheets that form on the Great Lakes in winter. The project has been in the works since 2012 by the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation, known as LEEDCO, a private nonprofit, which wants to use this demo project as a jumping-off point to build a larger wind energy industry in the Great Lakes.
Now, the Ohio Power Siting Board, which certifies significant new utility projects like electric generating plants, gas pipelines, and wind farms, recently said it approved the Icebreaker project, but under certain conditions. And LEEDCO is not pleased with that decision. Why?
Well, LEEDCO President Dave Karpinski doesn't see this as an approval at all. In fact, he calls the decision by Ohio regulators a project killer, a poison pill, and he says it makes the project unfinanceable.
Wow. Why?
Well, there's been concern about how this project would impact birds and bats. Millions of birds migrate twice a year at night over Lake Erie. So in this state decision, Icebreaker would be allowed to move forward on the condition that LEEDCO conduct radar studies of birds and bats, and based on the results, that it come up with a plan to mitigate the impacts. And until that's done, the state said Icebreaker would need to turn off the turbines at night for 8 months of the year to avoid the times when most birds and bats would be in the area.
Why not just do the study?
Well, Karpinski says LEEDCO has already provided huge amounts of data and analysis of this issue. It's been working on this for years and has gotten all the other required approvals from state and federal authorities to move forward. Federal agencies did what's called an environmental assessment of the project under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Here's Karpinski.
And their environmental assessment found that there's no significant impacts. The Army Corps has issued its permits for doing work in the water. The Ohio EPA has issued its approval and permit.
And Karpinski says they already negotiated this specific issue with technical staff at the Ohio Power Siting Board. According to Energy News Network, the staff suggested nightly shutdowns to protect bats and birds in 2018, even though LEEDCO had already reached agreement with environmental groups. LEEDCO negotiated with the siting board staff and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources for months and reached a compromise last May that dropped the requirement. So he was shocked when the board included it in the final vote.
What effect is this if you can do all that work and reach these agreements with the people that are paid to do this, you know, aren't biased by interest on either side, made that decision and it was reversed? And that's the problem.
So LEEDCO sees the siting board decision as political.
So what's been the reaction from bird groups?
Well, two groups, one based in Ohio, the Black Swamp Bird Observatory, and the American Bird Conservancy, a national group, have filed a federal lawsuit against the Department of Energy and other agencies. They want a more thorough environmental assessment and are challenging the government funding for the Icebreaker project, which has been more than $50 million. Perhaps needless to say, Steve Holmer of the American Bird Conservancy is glad Ohio regulators have put nighttime limitations on the turbines.
Well, we thought that was appropriate. There still has not been adequate monitoring or, you know, proven mitigation, and so it does make sense to take a cautionary approach here.
Holmer says they're not against all offshore wind projects, but they do need to be carefully located.
You know, this has been already identified as a globally significant bird area. And, you know, the issue is whether we're going to fully and adequately consider wildlife when we make these decisions. And in our view, they simply haven't. You know, we think that this is just not an appropriate location for wind development.
What are other environmental organizations saying about the project?
Well, some, including Sierra Club and the Ohio Environmental Council, support the Icebreaker project, saying that the developer has shown it will monitor and protect birds and bats, while wind power will offset carbon emissions, as climate change is also detrimental to birds.
Okay, so what happens next with this project?
Well, Karpinski at LEEDCO says under the board's decision, the project is economically unworkable. And he's looking into what happened, why the Ohio board did not follow the agreement signed by its own staff. He points out it's been reported that Murray Energy, a coal company, paid nearly $1 million to a law firm that assisted two residents who opposed the project.
Okay, sounds like there could be some interesting developments yet to come. Thanks, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
That was the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant, and there's more at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Kara Holsapple.